120,000 German and Romanian troops, which they brought in to support the effort, surrendered in January of 1943. This was the turning point in the war. And it's worth saying a turning point not only for Russia, but many have argued for the entire Allied cause against Nazi Germany. From this point on, from Stalingrad on, the German army was in retreat, and the Red Army was rapidly moving westward. By the time the Second Front, long promised and repeatedly delayed, by the time the Second Front actually opened with the Allied landing in Normandy in June of 1944, the Red Army had in fact almost already regained all of its lost territory and was moving west toward the heart of Germany. In another year, by 1945, Germany was defeated and Soviet troops were in Berlin. In many ways, this is a dramatic and remarkable story, but the story itself of the war begs a certain key questions. In particular, how was it the Soviet Union survived this onslaught? And how indeed did they even contribute, one might argue, as many historians have, to winning the war against Nazi Germany? And most importantly, what does it tell us about Soviet politics and Soviet society and Soviet culture and the Soviet people? What does this wartime experience tell us? Concerning survival, one factor is often pointed to: the rapidly improving quality of military command. And Stalin, in fact, deserves some credit for this. He proved quite ready after these initial disasters to fire incompetent commanders, of which there were many, who were clearly partly to blame for these early failings. And he fired them even if they were, as in many cases they were, personal friends of his, such as Klementy Voroshilov and Semyon Budyonny, both Civil War buddies of his he put in very high positions of command, neither very talented commanders. And in their place, he appointed highly competent military leaders such as Georgi Zhukov. Just as important, after these initial defeats, Stalin let the military experts make the major military decisions. Up till that time, he had interfered in every even tiny way with the policies of the army. Now he let the army command really run the war effort. No less important than the quality of command were the improvement of economic resources which the army would have at its disposal. By 1943, most accounts agree, the Red Army was supplied with sufficient quantities of weapons, ammunition, tanks, and airplanes. And in fact, the quality of this equipment continued to grow, and in some cases was actually superior to that of the weapons being used by the Germans, very often because of good quality plans that they had developed during the 1920s in cooperation with Germany, none of which had been yet implemented, but now were. Now, part of the reason for this improved quality of military equipment was also lend-lease, aid from Britain and the United States, though most of the credit has to go to Russia's own resources. Industrialization itself in the 1930s, however, at great cost, had actually laid a groundwork for making military equipment by focusing on a big industry and the metal industries and machine tools. Most importantly, the highly centralized nature of the Soviet economy actually enabled it to much more quickly mobilize resources and adapt production immediately to war needs than an economy that didn't have such central direction. And one can see this most visibly in the mass evacuation, something that only a highly centralized government could do, of thousands of factories and millions of workers to the east, away from the Russian heartlands, beyond the Ural Mountains, where they would be out of German hands. Indeed, this evacuation did much to keep Russia's industry safe from occupation and allowing it to mobilize its economy. Now, this mobilization of economic resources and of military resources was obviously an important part of Russia's success and survival. But no less critical was the mobilization of human resources. And this brings us to another key question. What did this war mean for Soviet people? Also, how was it presented to them, and how did they understand it?